evening to all of my beautiful kings and queens out there. You're now tuning in to Talking with Dominique. I'm your host, Dominique, and welcome back. Well, I talk love, sex, relationships, mental health, depression, and so much more exciting things on my radio podcast. For those who are tuning in for the very first time, welcome. I appreciate y'all tuning in, too. It's been a hot minute, and birthday was yesterday, so I had a very good time with my family. They came out to celebrate, and for me to be in my 30s, I just wanted to celebrate, you know, being chill. I was relaxed and chill. You know, the older you get, the more chill, hopefully, you become, and more wiser you become. Very laid back, chill. You know what I'm saying? I only love the simple things in life. And like I said, I'm very grateful and thankful for all the birthday wishes that y'all have been giving me thus far. Even the next day, I felt the love, and I appreciate y'all. Everything. Man, it's been a hot minute, y'all. For those who do not know what I do for a living, I am a sexologist, relationship coach. I've become a model and so much and so forth. And a love of God first and the universe second. And I'm a goddess and a queen, and I'm sensitive about my shit. Anyway, we're going to do a life update, and we're also going to do maybe a different topic after the life update. Damn, y'all, it's been a while since I've been on here. Life has been life for me in a good and bad way. We have our ups and downs, but 2024 has been a very big challenge. It's been a very learning experience for me, but God's seen everything through, and he brought my love man home, and he done gifted me with one thing I really love and care about, and he gifted me with the second thing that I was waiting for, and so much more in my journey, and I just had to continue to stay patient and prayed up to God, because, you know, when you tell people about things, people kind of try to wish damnation on you, and I rebuke it at all times. But yeah, I've been working all the time. I've been busy as hell. And there's a couple of days that I've been off. I've been cooling, just relaxing. But I'm going to go back to work tomorrow in a positive light and get some rest or whatnot. But yeah, I've been blessed this birthday. Like I said, I enjoyed my birthday, however, but I've been very blessed thus far, and I really, really, really am thankful and blessed to be able to be here for one and just to enjoy myself while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? You only get one life, y'all, and you have to enjoy it. We do complain a lot about different small shit, but we got to be thankful and blessed that we get up in the morning, see another day, and to be able to do things, you know, more so than others, you know what I'm saying? And I wish peace and bonding and love to everybody right now that's tuning in, you know what I'm saying? You ever go through things, just always turn your head and eyes and your ears to God, and He'll hear you. It might not come on your time, but it will come on time for you that you at least expect it, for real. For real. Intimacy and time away from your partner is going to be the next topic that we talk about, because I am an advocate of that. For me waiting on my man for a long time, not being intimate with nobody, not talking to nobody, just being strictly to myself. It's a healing mechanism. I seen a post today that, you know, specify a wife and a husband, and they are not having sex for whatever, how many days, I'm not sure, and I guess they're healing their inner journey or whatever case may be, and it's some similar to my situation. There's nothing bad about that, y'all. If y'all on the, like, you know, deeper level, I'm gonna speak about that probably the next episode or two. Hopefully have my special guest on there next time to talk with me about healing and about, you know, just clearing your damn mind of things and being more in tune with yourself and your body and your temple. And then when you come back to your partner, it makes you want your partner even more and more and more each and every time. So that is basically a great thing. Sometimes sex and things can overcloud your judgment. And sex is a beautiful thing if it's with one fucking person. Now, mind you, a lot of people, they have sex with God, Dick, Tom, Dick, and Harry. I can't even do that shit. I'm 30, in my 30s. I was about to tell you my age, but it's none of y'all business. Just to heal yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and just making sure you have a clear mind. Then when you come back, oh yeah, it's a 10 out of 10. It's going to be OC for that. It's going to be OC from here. But me and my partner, we just chilling. You know, we get to know each other again, love each other again more. And I'm more in love with him now than, you know, when I met him. And same here for him. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's been a journey, y'all. Like I said, I'm not going to keep this too damn long. It's going to be a part two of this. And y'all probably said, what the hell is she talking about? But I'll let y'all know next episode. I just wanted to touch bases, and I thank every single one of you that wished me a happy birthday yesterday, and like I said, I had a good time, and I continue to be blessed and be highly favored by God, and wish y'all the best, peace, love, happiness, and abundance as well. Peace, love, and blessings. I love you guys. Until next universe and next episode. Appreciate y'all, for real. It's been a journey. Okay, we still trying to get it together on this podcast, but we gonna get back into it. Y'all already know. Let's go OC. Love you guys.